Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we are joined all week by a very special guest co-host.
Awesome. This is very exciting. I love Shadow.
All right, Patrick, what month are we in now?
I don't know.
We're heading into December.
Okay.
As we record this, we're heading into December. As you hear this, it should be December.
It should be December.
The last month of
2019.
Of the decade,
yes.
Even, right?
My God. Well, I was getting into a discussion about this. This is another podcast with the Bish, and he wasn't sure exactly what the first year of a new decade was.
Oh, there's some debate on that.
Yeah, but I won't get into it. I don't understand.
I'm going to say this is the end of the 2010s, and then we start the 20s. The Roaring 20s.
Roaring 20s. I'm ready for that, John.
Okay. So, two things. Now that we are into December, first, we're going to do a couple of episodes where we talk about new music from the past month, would be, according to my calendar, November.
That's right.
And this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And also, we should also tell people that it's the annual Rockin' the Suburbs tradition of the mixtape. Mixtape,
mm-hmm.
right? So,
mm-hmm.
at the end of the year, we put together one side each, some of our favorite songs from the past year, so in this case 2019.
That's right.
And then we send them out to some special listeners.
Uh-huh.
And the way you can get that tape is you call and you leave a message on what is your favorite album or song.
Or song.
We'll take either one.
Mm-hmm.
From 2019.
That's right.
So just call, leave a message, you have to tell us what it is and why. The why is also important.
That is right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You can call 612-440-1984. Or there's another option too, which is that you can record your voice on like a voice memo or something like that and then email that to us.
Yes.
That also works.
Mm-hmm.
And the email address is rock@suburbspod.com.
Yep.
But the key there is we need to hear your voice. In order to get the mixtape, you can't just send an email. You can't just post a comment on the social medias, none of that. We want to hear your voice. So it's call or audio recording, one of those two things.
That's right. Now, what if someone wants to put in a quick mention of their favorite album or song of the decade? Is that permissible?
I think we're going to do something different with that.
Okay.
So let's keep this to the year.
Okay.
2019.
Got it.
I mean, certainly if you want to do that, maybe we can use it in some other format.
Sure.
But for the mixtape thing, we want to hear 2019. We want
to keep it to the year
the way we've been doing
Sounds
it, right?
Good.
Because we want to compile at the end of that. If it goes like last year, we'll have like a month's worth of shows that we'll do in January around those recordings, and we'll have like a really good mix of music from the past year.
That'll be really good. Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
One other thing I want to mention, sitting in all this week, to my left, your right, is our friend Bud Verge. Hello, Bud.
Bud Verge.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Bud.
Good to be here this week.
There we go.
It's great to have you here. We're really excited.
It's been a while since I spent a week in the basement.
That's right.
Yeah, it has been. So so Bud's going to be sitting in this week, and at the end of the week, we're going to have a special Bud-centric episode.
Really
He's
looking forward
be here
to that.
All this week.
It's going to be cool.
But, you know, feel free. Chime in, whatever you hear.
Sure, sure.
Heck yeah.
You like. All right. Now, new music.
New music.
So I'm going to go first with a couple of songs I discovered in November, and then you'll have your picks tomorrow. All right. And I have a bit of a theme with my two picks, so we'll see if you can figure that out. The first artist I'm going to play is an artist called Quiche Night.
Okay.
Quiche Night. That's one word.
You mean like real men don't eat quiche
like that.
Night? Okay.
Quiche Night. This is an artist out of Nashville.
Okay.
I think to say quirky would be sort of an understatement. It's basically a one-man band. He plays like all the instruments. And his name, I keep forgetting, is Brett Rosenberg. He basically puts out this stuff in the bio. It says, in the tradition of acts like NRBQ, Alex Chilton, Dwight Twilley, so on and so forth.
Okay.
He's one of these guys who, you know, is sort of a student of music, and then you can hear that kind of replicated in the songs, but he sort of... works in a lot of sort of different styles, but all kind of referencing in some way, you know, stuff from the past you can hear.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the latest album that just came out on November 22nd is called Dork in the Dark. All right. And this is the title track. No. There you go.
Wow.
Wow.
It was raucous. And I like that a lot.
That's like a fast-moving train,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Really, a bullet train.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the little ooh yeah, kind of thing that cool. gives it that kind of old, you know, rock and roll style, yeah. right? But overall, I'd say it's probably referencing maybe Stooges or that
yeah,
kind of thing,
for
right?
for sure. Mm-hmm. And they didn't seem particularly concerned about staying exactly on key with those background vocals, which was kind of cool, too. So I like that.
Even better.
It sounds like they mixed it all down to one track, pushed all the levels up to 10, and just let it rip.
Exactly. That's what it sounds
probably.
Like. It buried the meters, yeah, on the recorder. So that's very cool.
You got to find one of those old-time record players that has the speakers in it, and then just right. crank that to 10 as well, so it sounds all tinny and papery.
It's
and
perfect.
Crank it
yeah.
up.
So there you go. It's a fun and funny record.
Yeah.
You know, is it the kind of record that's going to change the world? It's not that kind of thing. It's for your amusement, I think,
yep.
to a large extent. But it's great. You know, it's somebody who really, you know, I think knows popular music.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting, too, that they're from Nashville, but, you know, you wouldn't say it's all that far off from Diarrhea Planet or,
that's right.
you know, somebody like that who's kind of a heavy guitar band from Nashville.
That kind of garage rock scene
yeah.
that's developed there.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Gallo, too,
there
you know,
go.
Is in Nashville,
yep.
same kind of thing. But it's funny, if you go back, he's recorded several albums, and if you go back and look
yeah,
at some of the
like a lot.
Earlier ones, like, there was one that was described as 70s. AM gold melodies mingle with Jerry Garcia guitar noodling, you know, so it's, you know, there's a lot of different styles that he tries in. Anyway, this new record he describes as a hard R&B pop experiment.
Mm,
all right.
Okay.
Called Dork in the Dark. It is out on Burger Records now.
There you go. Burger.
Makes yes. sense. And by the way, you can hear it on the streamings, but if you want a physical copy, I think it is only available on cassette.
That's what it looks like.
Yes.
I'm looking on Bandcamp right now, and I believe that's correct.
Which is the, you know, goes back to the Burger Records
yeah.
sort of
yeah.
ethos.
$6.99 for cassette. There it is.
There you go. All right. There you go. So that's Quiche Knight. The next band I'm going to play.
One word, by the way.
Yes.
Quiche Knight. Yep.
The next band I'm going to play, you really can't get much more new music than this. They only have 3 songs out.
Total?
Okay, total.
Okay.
If you go on Spotify, there are 3 songs.
Okay.
Because basically they had put out 2 singles before. They have an album that will be coming out in February, and this is an advanced single from that album. So this is about as new music
yeah,
gets.
Yeah, that is new.
The band is called Shadow Show.
Okay.
And this song is called Shadow Box. Speaking of Shadow.
That was appropriate.
Wow.
The Shadow showed up.
Shadow Show. Shadow showed up. Yeah, here's Shadow the dog. Came to join us here on the record. So, all right, doggy. Yep.
Good job,
okay.
Shadow.
So there you go. So that band, not the dog, is Shadow Show.
Yeah, Shadow Show. And
yes.
The song was Shadow Box.
Shadow Box. There you go.
I love that sort of descending guitar riff right there at the end of each line. That was so cool.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Doesn't it have kind of a 60s feel
yep.
to it?
Yep. Very Ventures or Safaris yep. or something like that. Very cool.
Yeah. I heard a little Quiche Knight meets Liz Phair.
There you go.
Exile in Guyville.
I like that.
With two or three tracks this time and a little bit of budget because you can hear all the instruments. But it's very catchy.
That is very cool. Yeah, definitely some Keith Knight influence.
Well, so I mentioned the theme.
Yeah.
This band is also on Burger Records.
Beautiful. There we go. You can get a 2-for-1 cassette.
That's
You'll probably save on shipping.
Shadow Show is from Detroit. They're a power trio.
Detroit.
They have their debut album called Silhouettes. It will be out February 14th.
February 14th.
Valentine's Day.
Yep, perfect.
On Burger Records. So check that out.
Fantastic.
They're a young group, but they're very sort of influenced by 60s garage rock, psychedelia, that kind of thing.
Totally. And you can hear that the garage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also really like the vocals, the way it sounds like two people are singing the lead line, right?
Yeah. As Bud said, they actually have a you know, some production put into that record. So it's cool. Yeah. It's not just actually recording on the boombox in the garage. Yeah. Very cool.
All right. There you go.
Very nice, Jim.
Super nice.
So we like to close out with a new cover song, right? So I have there's actually quite a few in contention for this episode that I have collected this month. Let me see. What kind of sounds similar to what we were doing there? Let's do this one. This is a cover song by an artist named John Cameron Mitchell.
Okay.
And it is of a Lou Reed song.
Nice.
So we'll do that here in just a second.
Okay.
Before we do, let us know about... You can let us know about new music you've been listening to, but I think right now we're really getting into year-end mode. So again, you know, send us those voice messages about your favorite song or album from 2019.
Yeah.
I think that's what we really should be pushing right now.
Yeah, and this time of the year, you know, as you know, probably, Bud, that if you're putting an album out, you've probably already put it out. Like, if you're putting an album out in December, you know,
it's greatest hits or soundtracks,
or so confident in your music that you don't, it doesn't matter when it comes out because people buy it at any time. You know, like Radiohead could put an album out, it wouldn't matter when, but yeah, I think you're right. Greatest hits, soundtracks, getting stuff ready for Under the Tree.
So, again, you can call
612-440-1984.
Or you can email rock@suburbspod.com. We're also on the social medias of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those at Suburbs Pod. You can also open up the window and yell.
Yes,
right?
That's right.
You can do that. You won't get the mixtape, though.
No,
I don't think
you won't.
You got, because we need an actual sound recording for that.
Unless the authorities record you on their body camera and you can get that footage.
There you go. All right, here we go. So tomorrow you got some November new music picks. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us is
Bud Verge.
Thanks, Bud.
Thank you.
And here is John Cameron Mitchell with Waves of Fear.
To use a phone, I'm too afraid to put the light on. I'm so afraid I've lost control. I'm suffocating without a word. Where do we sweat?
I feel hungry now from Burger Records.